Blackstone Publishing presents A Town Divided by Christmas by Orson Scott Card. This book is read by Emily Rankin. 1. When Spunky was invited to a meeting in the professor's office, she didn't know what to expect. She had taken two classes from him, but she didn't major in genetics or even in a biological field. She was an economics postdoc, shopping for a tenured faculty position somewhere on planet Earth, preferably a place with flush toilets, clean water, and a good internet connection. It didn't ease her confusion when she arrived at the professor's office at the same time as Elion Dewey. She knew him because everyone did. Elion was that most tragic of personality types, the relentless extrovert with zero social skills. However, he did happen to be a brilliant postdoc in genetics, and he had already co-published two journal articles with the professor. "Do you have any idea what this meeting is about?" Spunky asked Elion. "It can't be important," said Elion. Spunky took a moment to process this. "You reached that conclusion because an economist was invited to the meeting?" "Well," said Elion, whose attempt to phrase things nicely was indistinguishable from condescension, "it can't be about science." "But it can be dismal," said Spunky, knowing that the reference to economics as the dismal science would sail right past oblivious Elion. He smiled as if he understood what she had said and got the joke. She might have believed it if there hadn't been a furtiveness in his eyes. Elion opened the door and stuck his head in. "Elion," said the professor from inside his office, "did you forget our conversation about knocking?"